Hello, welcome back to Learning English Through the Bible. April is a special month in the U.S. Each year, in the early morning of the first Sunday of April, we set our time forward an hour to start the daylight saving time. And also this year, we have a very special holiday in April. That holiday is commonly called Easter, which falls on a Sunday in late March or early April. What is this holiday, you may wonder? It is not a fixed date such as the Independence Day on July the 4th. It's not even on a fixed Sunday such as the Mother's Day on the second Sunday of May. Easter, of course, has a much longer history than the Independence Day or the Mother's Day. It is actually based on the Jewish calendar, which is as ancient as our Chinese calendar, if not more. By the way, the Jewish calendar has many similarities to the traditional Chinese calendar, and it is more scientific than the Gregorian calendar that is generally used all over the world today. According to the Bible, the 14th day of the first month in the Jewish calendar is the Passover holiday, and the Sunday after the Passover is the holiday called Easter. Therefore, like the Chinese New Year's Day, Easter does not fall on a fixed date in the Gregorian calendar. What does the Easter holiday commemorate? Any English dictionary would tell you that it commemorates Christ's resurrection. Yes, as you have guessed, the word resurrection means rising from the dead. In God's word, the Bible, Paul said, "For what I received, I passed on to you as of first importance, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day according to the Scriptures." In fact, it is stated clearly and repeatedly in the Bible that the Christ must suffer death on the cross to take away the sins of many people. And, as the first to rise from the dead, he brings to the world the hope of life and the freedom from death. Freedom from death, you may wonder, is that possible? Who in this world does not die and disappear in dust? Indeed, even the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 9 that every man is destined to die once, and after that to face judgment. But after the physical death, the soul of a man or a woman does not disappear. In the book of John, chapter 5, Jesus proclaimed, "Do not be amazed at this, for a time is coming when all who are in their graves will hear his voice and come out. Those who have done good will rise to live, and those who have done evil will rise to be condemned." Who will be resurrected? All men. Every single one, good or evil, will hear the voice of the Lord Jesus and rise from death. But there are two different times of resurrection. One resurrection is at the final judgment time I have just mentioned. Let's read a little more from chapter 5 of John to see the other resurrection time. There, Jesus said, "I tell you the truth. Whoever hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life and will not be condemned. He has crossed over from death to life. I tell you the truth. A time is coming and has now come when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear will live. For as the Father has life in himself, so he has granted the Son to have life in himself." It is the time of grace now, before the final judgment time, when all men, even though dead, will hear the voice of the Lord Jesus and be resurrected whether they want to or not. In this time of grace, everyone has the opportunity to hear and believe Jesus, the Son of God. All who believe become God's sons and daughters, crossing over from death to eternal life. When the Lord Jesus comes back to earth, The first thing he will do is to call all his people up to himself. In the book of 1 Thessalonians, we read, "Brothers, we do not want you to be ignorant about those who fall asleep, or to grieve like the rest of men, who have no hope. For the Lord himself will come down from heaven with a loud command, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet call of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. After that, we who are still alive and are left will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so we will be with the Lord forever." Now let's read a passage from 1 Corinthians. "But Christ has indeed been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. For since death came through a man, the resurrection of the dead comes also through a man. For as in Adam all die, so in Christ all will be made alive, but each in his own turn. Christ, the first fruits, then, when he comes, those who belong to him." But someone may ask, how are the dead raised? With what kind of body will they come? How foolish! What you sow does not come to life unless it dies. When you sow, you do not plant the body that will be, but just a seed, perhaps of wheat or of something else. But God gives it a body, as he has determined, and to each kind of seed he gives its own body. All flesh is not the same. Men have one kind of flesh, animals have another, birds another, and fish another. There are also heavenly bodies, and there are earthly bodies. But the splendor of the heavenly bodies is one kind, and the splendor of the earthly bodies is another. The sun has one kind of splendor, the moon another, and the stars another, and star differs from star in splendor. So will it be with the resurrection of the dead. The body that is sown is perishable. It is raised imperishable. It is sown in dishonor. It is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness. It is raised in power. It is sown in a natural body. It is raised a spiritual body. I declare to you, brothers, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does the perishable inherit the imperishable. Listen, I tell you a mystery. We will not all sleep, but we will all be changed. In a flash, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet, for the trumpet will sound, the dead will be raised imperishable, and we will be changed. For the perishable must clothe itself with the imperishable, and the mortal with immortality. When the perishable has been clothed with imperishable, and the mortal with immortality, then the saying that is written will come true, death has been swallowed up in victory. Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God. He gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed are they who hear the voice of Jesus now, and who will be resurrected imperishable, immortal, and glorious. Cursed are those who don't care about the opportunity to hear Jesus now. In the book of Revelation, we read, "Then I saw a great white throne, and him who was seated on it. Earth and sky fled from his presence, and there was no place for them. And I saw the dead, great and small, standing before the throne, and books were opened. Another book was opened, which is the book of life. The dead were judged according to what they had done, as recorded in the books. The sea gave up the dead that were in it, and death and Hades gave up the dead that were in them, and each person was judged according to what he had done. Then death and Hades were thrown into the lake of fire. The lake of fire is the second death. If anyone's name was not found written in the book of life, he was thrown into the lake of fire. Yes, in the final judgment, anyone who is not a child of God by believing the Lord Jesus will be thrown into the lake of fire. There they will be tormented day and night forever and ever. Well, our time is almost up for this month. I look forward to meeting you again next time in this program, and I also look forward to being with you, resurrected, imperishable, immortal, and glorious in the presence of our Lord Jesus. Don't you hear his voice now? Don't you want to become a child of God now? Say to him, Lord Jesus, I believe. May God bless you, and may God be with you. Bye-bye.